All the way from Stornoway by way of Glasgow. Thank you for inviting me to share today. Thank you, Alistair and Alan, for the invitation and for your lovely welcome. It's been totally inspiring to spend some time with Alan, hearing about some of the stories of the work that they are involved in here. And I know that today is a great day to celebrate that work, to celebrate that contribution that the whole team here has been making in Inverness. So a bit about myself. I am from Stornoway originally, but I've been living in Glasgow for the last 15 years. I was a graphic designer and a photographer for a good 10, 12 years. That was my career track until God really started stirring my heart for the needs of our community and drawing me into social action. And I was not a natural evangelist or missionary-minded person at all, but God saw that heart in me. And over a course of 12, 18 months, I started experimenting with other career tracks I could possibly get involved in. And I came across CAP by chance, and when I saw what they were doing, it just thrilled me. And it spoke to various needs and situations I had had in my own past life that I had struggled with, and I wanted to see how to get involved. So that was 2014, and since then I got involved in running the CAP Money course in my own church in Greenock, which was just phenomenal. Our church had never run a program like that before. We had 25 people come to the first course, and over running various courses over the first year, year and a half, we saw four people engage with church and come to faith, and then some of their families also starting engaging with church and coming to faith. So it just blew us away. We were just amazed in church at how dealing with something as mundane as money could lead to something as precious and everlasting as somebody coming to faith. And so from there, I started working more closely with the CAP team in Scotland, volunteering. And when my predecessor as church partnership manager in Scotland moved on, I then applied and took over. So I've been doing this role of church partnership in Scotland since 2017. And I am incredibly passionate about seeing more of these services reaching more people in Scotland. That is my role. It's to enable churches to get the information they need and to assess their needs in their community and figure out which CAP service they could run to contribute to meeting this need. So as we go into sharing a bit about what CAP does, I'm aware some of you will be very familiar from being familiar with the work here in Inverness for years, and some of you will not know so much as well. So hopefully there will be something for everybody today in what I'm going to share. So I'd like to start by introducing you to Ben. Ben was an isolated and depressed young man, unemployed, no income, escaping into video games, living without any sense of purpose, and unable to face life outside of his bedroom walls. We'll be hearing more about Ben's story later on. Right now, 14 million people in our nation, like Ben, are living in poverty. Poverty arrives like an illness in the family, setting you into fight or flight mode for a battle that you can't win. And it drains you of life until you have nothing left to give. You have no power to change the situation, and it grinds you down until any flicker of hope you had is completely extinguished. We heard this echoed in the words of Psalm 6. As we'll find out during our time together today, Christians Against Poverty works with local churches all over the UK to connect with these broken people whose lives have been devastated by poverty through debt, unemployment, dependencies, and low income. What unique ingredient does CAP have that changes thousands of lives? What do we as the local church in Inverness carry? What can we bring of value to those people? The answer is hope. Every single person in this country, in your community, who is struggling with debt or poverty, desperately needs hope to walk into their situation. That's why CAP's core message is always hope. It permeates everything we do. As Christians, we are all carriers of hope. Because Jesus is with us, hope is with us wherever we go. But our clients' hopelessness is real. They can't help themselves out of debt, break free from their dependencies, or get themselves into work after years of unemployment. They feel like there is no way out on their own. Those of you who saw the recent CAP documentary on the BBC will have got a flavor of this, of what it's like to stand in the shoes of our clients who are trapped because of their situation. Hope is a very faraway thing. And the words of Psalm 6 would not be out of place as a prayer by one of those clients. The Bible is a very honest book, and David is very honest in his Psalms, and we see the hardship of life echoed in those words. But in Job 11, verse 18, the Bible tells us that God's promise is that you will be secure because there is hope. You will look about you and take your rest in safety. Like CAP, I truly believe that the local church is the hope of the world. A place of safety because we are the hands and the feet of Jesus. And Jesus was the ultimate bringer of hope. He left and entrusted to us the role of being his hands and feet here in our communities. If he had stayed, he would still have been one man with a world of need. But we are everywhere. We are in the place that we can only reach. Today I'm going to show you how you can join CAP's mission and enable hope to walk into lives where hopelessness has set up camp. But let's take a closer look at our understanding of hope. What does it truly mean? Psalm 43 verse 5 says, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." The Greek word for hope is elpis, which means to animate, to anticipate with pleasure and confidently expect. The dictionary definition for hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a particular thing to happen. Even though these definitions may seem similar, there is a difference between what the Bible defines as hope and what the world defines as hope. I would go further to say they contrast one another. The world's hope is rooted in desire, which is uncertain. The outcome is not guaranteed. You may or may not come across it. You may or may not get it. You may or may not reach. Our hope, however, is anchored in Jesus. He is the first and the last, the one who was and the one who is and the one who will be. He is unchanging. We place our hope in him with confident expectation. And that is what shows up when CAP arrives in someone's life. It's different to anything they've experienced before. And it cuts through the roaring chaos of poverty that is deafening them and surrounding them, like a still, calm whisper. Don't be afraid. And like Jesus on the waves of Galilee, saying, "Peace, be still," the roar and the rage of the chaos of the waves of poverty are stilled. Because we, carriers of hope, have walked into that situation and declared what is true because of where our expectation comes from. So when Alan goes into somebody's home and is confronted with the Psalm 6 list of reasons for that person to despair, he is able to say, "Don't worry, this can change." It's this hope that allows us to keep going when we want to give up. This same hope in Jesus Christ that gives freedom to those in debt and poverty, to those who are jobless, battling dependencies. God is doing this by using people like you and people like me as his hands and feet, by allowing his body, the church, to stand as the hope of the world. It is not an accident that Christ refers to us Christians as the body. Whose body? His body, here on earth, to be animated and active in performing his will. If the world is looking for hope, let them find it in us. That is the message. In Gareth's video earlier on, who was featured in the BBC documentary, you heard a bit of his journey. And he now has become somebody who is a giver of hope. Having received, he is now giving. And we see that in as a spiritual principle in life again and again. We reproduce after our kind. What we have received, we then want to give. And God enables us to do so effectively. We're going to watch Ben's story now and see firsthand exactly what it looks like when hope walks in. Ben was actually one of Gareth's job club clients. So he came to Gareth's job club. And let's watch his story now.
Life didn't pan out the way I really would have liked it to be. You know, I had dreams, I had goals, I had ambitions. Applying for these jobs and never hearing back, it was... It was more like frustration, like I was frustrated that I couldn't get anywhere. Also, there was a lot of mental abuse from my stepfather. I didn't want to go down even, didn't want to leave my bedroom. I never socialised, no friends, no girlfriend, no nothing. My life's just dwindling away, you know, what's the point anymore? I got really depressed, my depression kicked in, my mental health got really bad. It was just a really dark place. It was... I even felt like suicide at one point. One friend from school, who calls in, he invited me out one night, and the countless amount of times I said no and said I wasn't going out. This one time, I thought, you know what, I will go out. And then Gareth, who I met at the bar, he introduced me into going to a job club. I met more friendly people, more nice people, and they were looking for jobs as well as myself. That gave me a newfound confidence in myself. It gave me more self-esteem, you know, more reassurance. And it helped me with my CV, did job club, you know. I started applying for jobs. So I got an interview, and the interview process went really well. And then I actually got a call back for another interview, a second interview. And I went, and I smashed that. And then I landed myself a job. And it was like, wow, this is what I've wanted. I've got a job. Been there 1 year, 1 month now. You know, doing really well in work. But to have a job, it means the world. I mean, I'm actually doing something with myself. I'm not at home in that dark place. I'm out and about, you know, got my own money. I feel more independent in myself. You know, it's fantastic. Gareth, he actually introduced me into the church. Over time, I started going frequently to this light church, you know, on Sundays. And I found that everyone were like so, you know, open and nice and smiley and polite, you know, loving and caring. And then it spiralled off to where I was actually going to the Alpha course. Now I'm on the right path. I know I am. I've got the Lord on my side. So I made the decision to get baptised. It's a totally different world. It's been flipped upside down on its head, and it's like, this is the life I want. I need to leave the darkness behind. You know, no more of that. Push forward. You know, it's great. There's no need to worry anymore. You know, you've got the strength of the Lord and Saviour, and that is all you need. All I need is God, because I'm not going to change for nothing.
Wow, I will never lose the impact of seeing a life transformed when hope walks in. I just want to take this opportunity on behalf of everybody involved in Christians Against Poverty to say a huge thank you to you, our partner churches. Without your faithfulness, without your heart for your local community, or your love of the poor, your generosity, your desire to make sure that the poor are at the top of your agenda, no life will be changed through the work of CAP. If you're running a debt centre, I hope you're inspired to see those clients going debt-free. If you're running a job club or a fresh start or one of our life skills courses, whatever you're doing, whether you're running the courses, whether you're just volunteering, whether you're a support worker, whether you're a giver, whatever you're doing, listen, I want to say thank you. Thank you on behalf of CAP, but more importantly, thank you on behalf of the lives that are transformed as hope walks in. We could not do this without you. Later on, you're going to be given an opportunity to play your part in bringing hope into the lives of people who are desperate for that hope. By giving just £5 a month, you will be covering the cost of one phone call into our new client inquiries. If you can give £15, that will pay for 3 phone calls into our new client inquiry teams. Listen, what you're going about to do can make a difference in people's lives. Please make sure when your opportunity arrives that you don't let it pass, that you join in with tens of thousands of others and give to the work of Christians Against Poverty so that hope can walk in.
I'm always really moved watching that video of Ben, because I think we all know a Ben. We all know of somebody who is feeling trapped by the four walls around them. And to see the joy and the surprise in him that, yeah, there is more. Yes, there is new prospects for you. This does not have to be it. You cannot put a price on introducing that hope to people. We could talk all day about the messages of hope that CAP brings into our clients' lives, but in the time we have, I'm going to go through just 4. The first is that they are not alone. 2 Corinthians 1:7 says, "And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so you also share in our comfort." Some people in their darkest moments honestly believe that they're destined to live trapped in poverty forever. They feel isolated and hopeless. They're resigned to their lot in life. "I'll be in debt until I die. I'll never be able to stop smoking. I'll never get a job. My life won't amount to anything." CAP can only operate in the UK because of the support of tens of thousands of Christians who donate money, prayer, and time to the charity. This support allows CAP's teams on the ground to step into the lonely pit of poverty alongside each client they meet and shine the light of hope. when Alan walks in and tells a client, no problem is too big, it blows their minds. When we take back a budget and it gives them a realistic amount of money for food, they can't believe it. When someone walks into a job club or a life skills group or a fresh start group for the first time, they are greeted with smiles from others who are in the same situation as them. They are no longer alone in isolation, and the shame and guilt are lifted. They realize that CAP completely understands the horrific difficulties they are going through, and that is a huge reassurance. However, the thing that really opens the door to let hope in is that CAP arrives with the confident expectation that the situation can change. That firm hope described in 2 Corinthians 1:7, that every client will have comfort in place of suffering, not only opens the door to hope, it flings the door wide, and the oxygen-rich breeze of hope floods our clients' lives. They feel safe, supported. They feel part of something bigger than themselves. Hope walks in. Job 5, verse 16 says, so the poor have hope, and injustice shuts its mouth. For so many of our clients, everything that's happened to them in the past screams failure. Many will have been ripped off by the unscrupulous or let down by systems that fail them. They truly think that nothing out there can possibly exist that is able to make a difference in their lives. We hear client after client saying, I'm beyond help. I've tried it all. This will never work. But we show them that the truth is so different to what they believe. When we teach a client in a fresh start session that they have value, that they are not defined by their dependency on cigarettes or gambling, hope walks in. When we show a job club member that their life experience is valuable to an employer, and equip them to walk confidently into an interview because they have learned what their skills are, what their strengths are, what they can be proud of in their unique gift, hope walks in. When we take the piles of confusing paperwork from a debt help client and return with a workable budget, when that client no longer receives calls from creditors and knocks on the door from bailiffs, hope walks in. CAP helps more than 23,000 people every year through their 4 services. Our job club members in Greenock, when I think of the difference that they experience between coming to the job club initially and leaving, we get them to complete a survey, a questionnaire when they first come on what their current situation is. And then when they're finished at the end of the course, they complete again to answer questions on how they're feeling. The outcomes on mental health, on anxiety, depression, sleeplessness, on addiction issues, and worry about money and relationships across the board improve. And regardless of whether they have found a job or not, we see several of them going to interviews, getting interviews, and having job offers. That's amazing. But for me, just seeing the needle shift from the hopeless end of the spectrum into we now have hope makes it all worth doing. And that is happening across the board in all of our services. CAP Debt Help sees thousands who were utterly desperate find themselves able to feed their family and budget better within weeks. 2,500 of them become debt-free each year. CAP never pays people's debts for them, but demands justice from creditors alongside practical help. Every month, £3 million worth of debt is repaid or written off. Last year, through CAP Job Clubs, 805 people found work. That's almost 38% of all those who attend. 7 times more successful than any government-run unemployment program. These are people who have been out of work for, on average, 52 months. CAP's other two services, Fresh Start and Life Skills, have helped a further 600 people in 2017. Life Skills equips people to live well when they are walking the tightrope of a low income, bringing skills into their possession around budgeting, organizing their home, and relating well within the family unit to bring some of the chaos that can be in those situations under control. While Fresh Start helps people to find freedom from any life-controlling dependency by going through an 8-week course and meeting with people facing the similar issues on a weekly basis. When we explain to our clients how many others we have helped, these precious people realize that they are not too far gone. They realize this service works. It's tested and it's proven. What they believe to be impossible is now a definite possibility. Hope walks in. The third factor is we believe in them. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you hope and a future." For so many in poverty, all they've ever heard is that they'll never amount to anything. Once a drinker, always a drinker. Once a poor mum, always a poor mum. Once on benefits, always on benefits. But Jeremiah 29:11 tells us God has plans for us that will give us hope and a future. And then Philippians 4:13 tells us the most amazing truth, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. CAP opens all its services in partnership with local churches across the length and breadth of the UK. Hundreds of congregations have boldly stood up and declared that they will be the ones to bring hope in their community to those crushed by poverty. And we do it only with churches, specifically so that that hope of the gospel can be offered to each and every user of our services. The frontline workers in our partner churches, like Alan, like Colin, tell people, you can do this. You can have a future free from debt. You can get a job. You have some skills employers are looking for. You can hit this goal to get free from your dependency because we believe in you. Imagine being encouraged in this way after a life of believing you're worthless. The impact on people's spirits is incredible. They change the way they talk about themselves. Their relationships with partners and children improve. One of my job coaches bumped into one of our members of our job club and his wife in the town, and she was saying how amazing his change has been since he started coming. We don't even know the half of what changes and what possibilities present themselves because of the service that they are engaging with. Because of CAP's commitment to equip local churches to reach people, every client who connects with the CAP service is brought into the supportive safety of a loving community. They suddenly have a whole team of people to encourage them, catch them before they stumble, and tell them that God loves them more than they can imagine. When broken people are told about their God-given value, hope walks in. And the fourth point is the hope of salvation. Psalm 25:5 says, "Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long." No life is beyond Jesus' redeeming power. That is our confident faith as Christians and at CAP. Our clients may not believe that God exists, or may have preconceived ideas about church or Christians. No one may ever have shown or taken the message of hope in Jesus to them, but we do. We go in faith that the God who we represent will make himself known and will break through any prejudices or barriers that may be there if there is a hungry and expectant heart. When Christians are living a life that reflects Jesus, people can sense it. When we are non-judgmental, kind, helpful, willing to go the extra mile, they feel it. It's tangible. God magnifies all CAP brings to their clients in order to create hope where there is none, because Jesus himself is the ultimate hope. He is the stamp of authority. He is the stamp of authenticity that makes it different, that brings that sense of truly being valued to these clients, because they know they're not just a number. They aren't a target. They're not a tick on somebody's checklist. They are a soul loved by God. For over 20 years, CAP has committed to be the best reflection of who Jesus is, to show that the church, this church, is relevant to the communities that we serve. We've constantly grown in the number of lives receiving his hope. As Christians, we all play a vital part in showing a hurting world that God is love, forgiveness, and compassion, a God of second chances, a God of your life can change, a God of I believe in you, a God of salvation. As Christians like you, CAP workers not only bring hope, but leave hope. And the hope we leave does not disappoint. As a result of CAP's work, more than 1,000 people make a personal commitment to Jesus every year. That's the equivalent of several new churches year on year. CAP is a ministry that is seeing God's kingdom brought to earth, and today I want to invite you to become part of that. Hope walks into thousands of lives every year because of CAP, but this is only possible because a movement of around 29,000 Christians have said yes to playing their part. These people passionately believe that poverty shouldn't be anyone's end point, and make sure that it isn't. They've each committed to making a donation, just £12 on average, to CAP each month. CAP calls these people life changers because that's exactly what they are doing. I want to ask you to join in with this God-inspired ministry today. Will you make a monthly donation to CAP and become a life changer? A regular donation of £5 means we can bring hope to one new person like Ben each month. Maybe you could give £10 or £15 a month. Whatever you give, you can be confident that it will enable someone who is currently living in the isolation and despair of poverty to find hope. And as CAP's partnership manager for Scotland, may I say, as much as Alan and the team are doing phenomenal work in dealing with debt poverty here in Inverness, there is much more need beyond just debt. And we have a need of people willing to start other CAP ministries, such as job clubs, life skills, and fresh start programs in the Highlands. Could you get involved? Could you start something? Do speak to me afterwards to find out more about that. For some of you have been blessed financially, could you give £50 or more a month? John Kirkby, our founder, who you saw at the end of the video, has set up a club of vision sponsors. He's looking for 1,000 people to sponsor our vision of opening 1,000 centres by giving £50 or more a month. Could you be one of them? As a vision sponsor, you'll receive a monthly behind-the-scenes update from John's unique perspective at CAP. I'm also very excited to let you know that we've been given a sum of money from generous supporters to match fund your life changer giving for 12 months. This opportunity is only available until the end of the year for people responding to church talks like this one. Whatever you decide to give will be doubled by our supporters. So don't miss out on your chance to double your impact of giving to CAP. All you need to do is tick the box on your Life Changer forms, which you would have received on the way in, that says, I would like to start a Life Changer donation, and indicate the amount that you would like to donate. Alternatively, if you're already one of our 29,000 fantastic Life Changers and feel that you can increase the amount that you want to give to the work, you can indicate that on your form as well, and that will also be match funded. On the back of the flyers, a simple form for you to fill in. I'd like to take a moment now to give people time to fill in the forms. Even if you don't have information to hand, you can still become a Life Changer today. Just complete your name and contact details, and we'll be in touch to help you set up your donation later on. So I'll just leave a couple of minutes at this point for people to complete forms. There's a section asking for contact preferences, which due to the new GDPR regulations, it's essential that those are completed. So as you fill in the form, please think about how you'd like to be kept up to date, about the impact that your donations are making. Together, we're building a movement of Christians across our nation. In the face of UK poverty, you, along with tens of thousands of others, have said, enough is enough. If we are going to not only continue to do the work we are doing, but expand to bring the work to more parts of the UK, then those contributions are essential for us to continue that mission. We would love to keep you up to date with what's going on with CAP and for you to pray for us in that work. You'll see on the form there are four ways that you can be contacted. The only way we can keep you updated with what God is doing through CAP is if you tick the yes box for a given method of communication. Your privacy is important to us. We won't bombard you, but we can't keep you up to date if you don't give us permission to. So please do ensure you complete all of these boxes. On behalf of all those whose lives that will be impacted because of your generosity today, I want to say thank you. And for the tremendous work that is being done here at Kilduffel in running the CAP services, the money course, the debt centre, in every way that you contribute to that, Tom's Cabin, thank you. Keep going. Keep aspiring. Keep looking for the opportunities where you can do more. And with your support, we will continue to walk in and transform lives for time and for eternity, and bringing in that wonderful, priceless hope. Thank you.